Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back on the air, baby.
Oh, here we are.
It's only been, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks. How's that feel about the 2 weeks?
It's always too long.
Kim gets after me for this because she thinks it's mostly my fault. But
well, you're really busy. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
But we need to make it more of a priority.
Yeah, right? That's what I say. I feel like we need the show needs its own. Since we're doing this live again, we really ought to pick a time where we're just like doing it live every time. And I'm thinking Tuesdays at noon. That's my new thinking.
Although today is Wednesday at noon.
No, I know. I know. I realize that.
Tuesday. Tuesday sounds good.
Yesterday was a problem because I had other stuff. But Tuesdays moving forward, perhaps.
We can perhaps. Do
it. Yeah.
We'll see.
Why not? A lot of stuff's been
I'll
going on.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Kim and I are... We're getting ready to celebrate the big 29th.
29 years on the 29th.
How's
Can
that
you believe
feel?
It?
How do you feel about
it's
that?
It's weird.
Yeah?
Because it feels like just a blip.
It feels blippy, right?
Just like, how did all that time go by?
Yeah.
I remember all the parts of it, all the kids, all the before kids. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, there's no way.
Yeah, I agree. It feels way too fast, and I'd like time to slow down, please, and that would be great. But we're going to have a little time to ourselves, and that'll be good. We're looking forward to that. And we hope that you guys have a nice week as well. But that means that there won't be a Skim next Tuesday because we'll be not doing shows that day because of our anniversary.
Yes.
However, back after that. How about that? That's what we'll do.
Right after.
I have some notes. Do you want to hear about these things?
I want to hear about these things.
Okay. I haven't told. Kim's not been previewed on any of this?
I never am.
No.
It's fine.
It's okay, right? You don't mind? You don't mind just showing up?
Sometimes I just show up and there's a lot of questions for me and I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like all my co-hosts. You just show up and there's notes. You guys don't even have to think about it.
It's fine.
All right, so here's the deal. Kim catered a gay party. Let's talk about that for a second.
You make it sound so...
I know. Sounds like I'm going, she catered a gay party.
That's not what I mean. Catered a birthday party. Yeah. For someone turning 40.
Yeah. 40-year-old.
His husband was putting on the party for him.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. And I got to make jambalaya for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I got barely any of it because, as usual.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Whatever. I got home that day and you're like, oh, I made so much. Don't worry. There'll be plenty. And then you gave like all of it away.
And then I gave some away.
All of it away. We had nothing
you
left.
You had some of it.
I had to sneak Carter's
you
vegan
had
version.
A meal of it.
I had to eat the
you
vegetarian
had
pot.
A whole meal. You'll be fine. I'll make you some more.
Today. Make it today.
Wow. Demanding.
Kim showed up today on TMS with a coffee arrangement. By the way, I couldn't finish it. I don't like it. This cat poo coffee that you made.
You don't like it?
No.
I don't mind it.
A lot of people like it. It's why it's expensive. I know it's rare, whatever, but I just, there's something about it this time. I don't know what it was. The flavor was a little too reminiscent of what might come out of a cat's butt.
You're just thinking far, far too much about this.
Well, and I know that, like, when we say cat's not even a cat, It's like a weasel sort of kind of creature.
It's a like a meerkat or something different. Not like a house cat.
It's like a marsupial kind of animal. Yeah. Not really a feline. But either way, it still has a butthole, and that's where this coffee came from. So, ew.
Nothing really makes it better, does it?
No. Nothing's helping.
All it takes is the image of, oh, by the way, let me tell you where this came from.
Yeah. I try to tell myself that it's okay, and I can't convince myself.
You can't convince yourself.
No. What are you gonna
do? I get it.
Yeah. Thank you for understanding.
But I appreciate that someone sent it, so you got to try it.
Yeah. So here's the question about that party, though. How many people? How many did you feed?
It was 40 to 50 people.
All right. 40 to 50 people on a batch of jambalaya that costs... How much does that big batch of jambalaya, what does that cost to make? I'm trying to make a point here about how stupid cheap it is and how amazing it is. Because it's what, like maybe 15 bucks?
More than that, because the shrimp costs more than that.
Oh, I forgot about shrimp. Shrimp always adds more.
But I would say you can feed people about $1 a serving.
Yeah, so think of that. Like $40 a serving? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah,
around
40 bucks.
There, dollar, depending on how much. I put a lot of shrimp in this batch.
Yeah.
It just depends on what, you know.
I don't even need the shrimp. I like it, but I don't need it.
But when you're making jambalaya for people, most haven't ever had it, which I did talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I wanted them to really get the experience, whereas with family stuff, I can put less shrimp in there. Everybody knows it's there, or smaller ones.
Mm. Shrimpier ones. Shrimpier shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Which are usually less expensive.
Yeah.
By the pound. And so it just depends on your presentation.
So.
I mean, that sounds skimpy for my family, but I don't care. They don't care.
Skim pee, is that what you're saying? Pee. Skim pee. Don't drink skim pee. But no, that, it seemed like everybody was happy and, you know.
They loved it.
Yeah. The reason I bring up the gay part is this. I happen to know that couple's very, they're awesome. I really like them, but they're picky.
And that's fine.
And I'm not saying all gay people are picky. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying these gay people are. So Kim,
they like it nice, and there's nothing wrong with that either. There are plenty of people who are picky.
That's true.
I wouldn't say that.
You're picky. I would say.
I'm extremely picky about what I cook.
Yeah.
I also made these really fun charcuterie containers.
Yeah.
One per person.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was really fun. Right now, to be a little COVID friendly, you don't want necessarily want a huge charcuterie board with cheese and meats and fruit and nuts and olives that people can
cough on.
Well, touch or there were some kids there. Not a lot.
Yeah, that's no good. They're going to cough
but
on your charcuterie board.
During this time, I feel like, and these are all people coming from other places, different friend groups.
Yeah.
So it's not like people you hang out with all the time. If you're doing that for your family, awesome.
Yeah.
You know everyone, you know where they've been, it's your family. But when you get a group together for a party, you want it to be a little bit cleaner than that. So I had containers that had lids.
Yeah.
And I put a strawberry, a chocolate, a couple things of cheese and meat.
Yeah.
And there's some crackers. And then I had little tiny containers with olives and separate ones with nuts in them.
Yeah.
Nut allergies. I don't know everyone that was there, so yeah. I wanted to make sure it was nice and clean.
Yeah, you never know if they got the nut allergies. That's a problem.
But I think it went really well.
Yeah.
People really liked having that, and it was a cute little box, and I put a tag on the top. It was actually a bear flag.
Yeah.
The one with all the stripes that are browns and then the bear paw on them.
Is that a thing? Is that
the birthday boy is considered a bear.
Yeah, he self-proclaims
as a bear. He identifies as a bear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big hairy bear. That's his thing. So someone in the chat, I'd like to agree with them, says, a biggie drink in the chat says, so far being gay has absolutely nothing to do with any of this discussion. You're right.
Yeah, it's true.
This is something I do.
You're like, they're extremely, I'm like, there are a lot of people that are picky.
So. This is me in a nutshell, you guys. Let me try to explain this. Like anytime anybody wants to talk about my brother or two of my sisters, for some reason, my brain wants to point out that they're Korean. Like me saying my Korean brother or my Korean sisters.
So Scott, whenever he has friends, he's like, he can't just say, hey, my buddy Brian over here.
Yeah.
I won't, that's not necessarily
I know too many Brians.
Name.
Yeah. But if I had a, like, when
but my friend Clark over here isn't just my friend Clark. It's my gay friend.
It's my gay friend Clark.
It's just Scott. I'm right. sorry.
I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I do it.
To everyone that might feel offended by.
I promise you it's
this.
Not, it's not discriminatory. It's not me going, ooh, gay. It's not
no,
that.
No, not
it's
at all.
It's just this old habit I have of
he can't,
putting.
For some reason, Scott can't say, oh, she catered a party with for a couple of friends.
Yeah. I don't know why that's hard for me.
I don't know either. Scott's extremely descriptive.
I feel like I have to. I have to give all the context, which I don't, but I feel like I do, and I don't know why I do that. So I'm trying not to do that.
It's kind of nice for me because, like, he'll be like, "This is my beautiful wife, Kim."
Oh, do I do that?
Sometimes, yes, and I love it.
Yeah, but I never go, "This is my wife who has 1/16 Choctaw Indian, and she has a little bit of African American in her from way back."
Sometimes
in the day.
You do.
Do I sometimes?
Sometimes
I don't introduce you that way.
Sometimes you do.
I don't ever introduce you that way. Never once have I said, "This is my wife who has a lot of historically ethnic different people in her genetic line." I don't do that.
Maybe a little later in the conversation, it does usually come up, and to people that don't know me very well, and so I think it is funny.
You know why? Because they look at me and go,
"See, he doesn't."
No,
he doesn't.
They look at me and they go,
"You know why?
He's so white." And why is she not so white? What's going on here? And then we have to explain ourselves.
I don't think we do.
Well, I feel like I do sometimes.
Yeah, see? That's why it's awesome.
I have to explain why I'm so damn white. I'm so freaking white.
Hey, this is the white guy Scott over here.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Look how white I am. Is the kitchen light on? Because
so
I got sunburn.
I apologize if Scott is making you feel uncomfortable with his description of people.
No. I've done this my whole life. There's no getting around it. But I just know I don't mean anything by it, okay?
It's
I don't
true.
Mean anything mean. All right, so there's that. Let me move on to this.
What else have we done?
Tay did these cool... She's doing... our oldest daughter, Taylor's doing school photos now for little kids, right? Little
preschool,
elementary.
To maybe, you know, second grade or
yeah.
whatever.
And my question is, so my first thought was, I'll bet she's undercharging. She's not getting enough for this. And sure enough, she said, I don't know what it was. What was it, 20 a kid or 25 a kid?
For a preschool.
She's
doing them 75 for people that come to her house and do them as a photo shoot.
Right.
So it's good. She's doing really...
It is good. But yeah. My point is, when you're in school and you got actual kids in school and you do it through the school's photo program...
Which they all look the same every year since I was in school.
That's like $150.
It can be if you buy the whole pack.
I don't think she charged enough, is what I'm saying.
She did a really good job. They're really cute.
They're amazing. Check it out. They're way more than worth than 25 or 75 bucks a pop. I think $100 was this should have been what that was.
It's fine.
I get really defensive when my kids don't charge enough for their creative work, you know?
She's doing that for a preschool, so she's getting, you know, a group thing. It's only going to be like 5 to 10 minutes per kid. It's not like a photo shoot.
A group thing. Oh, like a whole class will get it done.
A whole preschool of kids.
Okay.
So it's really cool.
All right.
That she's doing that.
I call that a head cold of kids. That's
which
how many kids that is.
Which means we get to watch Van while she goes and does that.
Oh, yeah. When's that? Is that
awesome.
Tonight?
No.
No. Tonight you have to go watch him
tonight
for something.
I am watching him while she does a photo shoot for a newborn, I think.
Like for like the birthing?
Yeah. No.
Oh, they don't do this. She doesn't do this so much anymore. They can't anymore, right? They don't let
it's
you in there.
It's not as easy, no.
Yeah, they don't. The COVID thing, they don't let you in there.
So she's doing a newborn shoot at their home.
But she's done these ones where like girls from high school who were friends back then who are having babies now, she would be invited to the birthing room, to the hospital, and she'd be just like running around
photos.
In there, getting all the first shots of the, you know, kid popping out of the vo-ho-ho, you know, and
no, it
and
was
going,
never
hey.
That. It
yeah,
was
sure
like
was.
Right after
sure was.
They were born
it was
and
some
the
of
mom
that.
Gets to hold them.
I think some of those parents, didn't she? I think she told me some of those parents were like, I want it all. I want the whole experience. Didn't they?
I don't think so. That's not usually as tasteful on Facebook. So I don't think that she
did
those.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyway, if you're interested in her services and you live somewhere here, she's got all her stuff on Instagram under the name, Taylor Straw Photography. What is it?
I think it's Taylor Elaine Photography.
Hold on. Taylor. Her middle name's Elaine. Taylor Elaine. Oh, she's coming up in Google. Photography.
There's a few.
Yep, that's it. Taylor Elaine Photo is her Instagram name. And if you want to go see like all the super rad stuff she did.
She's also doing new puppy photos for my sister, who is breeding.
Sorry, it's flies mini? With feathers. Flies with feathers.
No, that's her old
one. Oh, well, then she needs to fix her website because it's still linking there.
Oh, that's an old
I'll
one.
I'll talk
anyway,
to her today.
Sarah is breeding.
Sarah's breeding. She's breeding.
Are you going to let me finish my sentence?
Oh, yeah, but you better because out of context, her breeding is a weird thing
Twice
to say.
Twice now I've tried to finish the sentence.
All right, so breeding. She's breeding. Continue on.
Mini golden doodles.
Oh.
And micro mini golden doodles.
Did you say mini or mini?
Mini.
Mini. Mini?
I'm going to come over there and punch you.
I have a divider between us. You can't come
micro,
get me.
Micro mini golden doodles. Oh, I can get through that.
Okay, I guess I can. So
so she's taking pictures of her newborn puppies that she has, and the last litter was 9.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it is...
And that dog wants to hump everything that moves.
No, that's...
Yeah?
That's her Instagram. Sarah's Instagram. Sorry, I'm looking at that to see if I could find Taylor's.
What is it? Do you know it?
Taylor's?
No, Sarah's.
Sarah's is
Let's go ahead
Utah
and...
Doodlebug.
Doodlebug. Okay, I'm looking it up. Oh, she has a whole... She has a website and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor did it for her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Taylor's been doing those photos. It's
kind of
fun. Oh,
yeah. Look at this. Okay, so she's been doing these dog photos.
Newborn puppy photos.
Live chat room is seeing these people at home. Sorry about that. But look at those beautiful... That's my brother-in-law, Steve. And
holding them, yeah.
Yeah, and there's all their little dogs.
His beard matches the puppies.
And these dogs are like...
They're
$900
so...
million dollars each, right? What is it?
No, they're not.
It's like a...
I don't know.
Like the entire worth of, I don't know, Paraguay, their national annual
okay.
product. It's crazy how much these dogs are worth. It's insane. It's a lot.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Taylor's doing those, too. So, it's kind of fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. Good for her. Somebody emailed in and asked us how come Scott's been talking about MASH so much lately. And I thought you and I could discuss this. For whatever reason, it has become our nighttime fall asleep show.
Yeah.
And I don't know
why. You have to start a new one every once in a while. So it's been in the past, Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama. Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
A lot of anime.
And you kind of go through the whole thing when you have a lot to watch.
Yeah.
Not BSG. Next Generation.
Yeah.
We've done that too.
Oh, Star Trek. TNG back in the day, yeah. So it just depends on our mood. And right now, MASH
right
is the
now,
mood.
MASH is in the mood.
Yep. And I think we're almost done.
I think so.
Like second to last season or something. It just plays at
and
night.
And I put a timer so it turns off at a certain time, in the middle, you know, like a couple hours after we start it.
Oh, yeah. King of the Hill, too. That one's comfort food. We
oh,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was another one.
Yeah. I don't know why so much animated and very little live action. Sometimes Schitt's Creek. If
a
we're
lot
in
of
the
times
right
it's because we've seen it so many times that you can fall asleep to something that you don't have to think very much about.
Yeah.
And MASH is just another one.
Yeah. Everyone always says, or you always hear, should never have a television in the place you sleep, or you'll never sleep.
That's why we have a timer on the TV.
I don't think it's been that big of a problem.
No.
It's been fine. I don't know if I believe
it. I'd say the last year and a half I've needed that to fall asleep because my brain will not shut off. There's too much going on all the time.
Yeah. So if you hear Colonel Potter, you're mule muffins or something, you can finally get some of the rest you deserve. Anyway, so that's the answer to that. I cannot remember the name of who asked me that, but I wanted them to get their answer. The only other thing that's really been going on is we had to take part in a 90-year-old's birthday that the 90-year-old in
take
question
part in their birthday.
Yeah,
I made fruit.
They
for the luncheon.
They ran the whole thing. This 90-year-old, he is a busybody, must control everything, sort of control freaky type dude. And as a result, it went fine. But here's the funny story. And did I tell this somewhere else? I might have. I don't remember.
I don't even know.
But
I'm going to hear this for the first time.
Well, you were there. So we were both sitting there. And my mom was emceeing, sort of. My 82-year-old mother is standing up and saying stuff on a microphone. And the room is filled with people that are, I would say, between 78 and 90 years old.
Average age was 80.
Yeah, like 80. These are all people my mom's age from...
I don't know. Maybe average... There were some younger. Average age is probably 70. Let's put
if
it
If you
that
averaged
way.
It with all the kids that were there on his side
yeah.
and stuff like that, I guess. But a lot of old people, all right? And they give me... My mom gives me the mic and says, did you want to say anything before you had to leave? I had to get back and do TWBD, so we had to leave to get there on time. And so I said, oh, sure. So I grabbed the mic, and I see all these old people that I knew when I was a kid. Like a little kid, I remember these people being around.
These people, like, came to our reception when we got married.
Yeah, they've been around
29 years ago.
Yeah,
they're forever all your mom's friends.
Yeah, people she grew up with, people she knew, you know, as adults, whatever. She's just like lifelong friends she's had forever. And which is good. I'm glad she has that. And they're all doing great. Anyway, I say to them out loud on this microphone, I go, wow, it is so weird to see everybody who was like 32 back when I was a kid. And now look at you all now. I said, nothing, no noise, nothing. And I go, but I'll tell you what, you are all a bunch of silver foxes. Total crickets.
Crickets. No one laughed.
No one said anything.
I was so surprised by
that. Just dead silence. Not even my mom. My sister was making her uncomfortable little thing that she does. And then I said, all right, now pass it back to mom. And that was the end of it. But I remember thinking, wow, tough crowd, man.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. I don't ever want to, like, can you imagine being a comedian hired to, like...
I mean, there weren't that many people there. Don't think that it was a, you know, a room.
It's like 40 people.
You know, 40, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. But somebody should have said, oh, it's gone. Have they never heard?
Have they never heard Scott talk before?
Well, not only that, but have they never heard the term silver fox? Is that not a thing?
Maybe people just weren't listening. Or maybe they couldn't hear you. I don't know.
That's what the chat says. Maybe. A whatnot says maybe they couldn't hear you. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't think about it that way. But it was awkward and weird. And there was an air. The whole thing had an air of like control issues around it. So I kind of was glad to get out of there. And everything's been fine since.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a fun party. We were just there for the luncheon, and then they were having cake and a program, apparently. Mm-hmm.
They did have a program. Fun, right? Aren't you glad we missed the program?
I don't understand.
Do you think they were singing?
The need for a program?
You think they were singing?
At a birthday party.
Singing? Do you think they were singing?
I don't know.
No? Maybe not?
Why would there be singing?
I don't know.
I'm just curious why you asked me that question three times.
Because
no?
Well, because you never answered it until the third time. But first of all, the reason I'm asking is I don't know what you'd actually do. Is it just people getting up and telling stories?
Maybe
like
he had a slideshow of his life. I don't know.
I remember
really
the
sure.
time when John.
Yeah, we did meet a lady who said that she's known him for 65 years. And I thought, that's crazy town.
She was cool. But the first thing you noticed was a giant rock on her ring. You remember that?
A woman had a 5-6 carat diamond on her hand. I was just shocked by it.
It's like a $40,000 ring on her hand. And you kept pointing it out, and I'm like,
I was like, did you see that thing? Yeah. It was just cool. I've never seen one.
What's with
I've never seen a rock that big on a person I'm sitting at a table with.
What's with the let me ask you, here's a guy asking you a lady question, okay?
All right.
Why the obsession? On the whole, I'm not saying everyone, there's obviously outliers, but what's the deal with like, gotta have the fancy jewelry, gotta have the rings gotta be super expensive.
Totally personal preference for people. I don't think it's a thing. I've noticed in the last few years mm-hmm. with these young girls that are getting married, less diamonds, more marcasites and all like different. People want to be different now. Mm. For the last 100 years, it's been gotta have a big fat diamond.
Yeah. I don't understand it. And I also hate it.
Guys don't.
It's not worth it. Here, let me tell you. Let me explain it this way.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Okay. I mean, a down payment on a house or a car as opposed to a ring on her finger. Yeah. Right. I don't know.
But there's some people that think that is all that matters.
Who it's important to.
Yeah. And if they think that's all that matters, I think I disagree. You know?
Yeah. You just didn't marry someone that was important to. So I don't think you can go there.
I don't know. You like a nice ring. Though.
I do.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not willing to go into debt.
I'm not willing to go into debt. Number one. Number two, I'm not willing.
All right. You guys hear that weird pause right there where nothing was said after Kim just sort of stopped. Well, that's because the power went out, man. Right in the middle of the show. Power out. And it's now back, hopefully for a while. Somebody cut into a main line and some construction over here. And as a result, it happened right while we were doing the show. So I'm ending it now. Not for good. I just mean for today. Kim had other stuff she had to do, and time is of the essence, and she had to go do them. So we couldn't finish out like a normal show. But I did want to remind you fine folks that we need your emails. So skimshow@gmail.com is the address to send those emails to. Real easy, real simple. We'd love it if you did. And keep those coming. Oh, I got to turn off this. There we go. Okay, we don't need her mic on anymore. What else? That's it, I think. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back with another skim. And it shouldn't be broken like this time because that was weird. All right, we'll see you then.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.